How about who?
All right, I had a question concerning the soul. I was wondering if somebody was to sell a soul, who would get it from there, and what would they do with it?
Okay, we first have to realize and break down what does soul mean, because that's a very tricky word that has been used in religion. When it was said in the Bible, and most people are most familiar with the first chapter and the first verse of the Bible, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Then it goes on to read, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. There, when they use the word spirit, if you was to research and find in the Aramaic Hebrew from which the Torah was sent down, you will see the word ruhu and not nefesh. There it's talking about wind, the wind. So soul in its true form in that portion would mean wind. And that would talk about the period of time when the wind of Nishib Nibiru, whose diameter is 63,408 miles, hovered in the atmosphere to blow the dust clouds that was created by the meteorite showers that took place 14 million years ago in order for the sunlight to shine through. And that's why you read later on in the first chapter in the 16th verse that God created two lights, a greater light to rule the day and a lesser light to rule the night. And they say that that was the creation of the sun.